prayer.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for the great God that you are, for watching over us, for providing a way of salvation. We just praise you again for all the blessings you pour out upon us. We pray, God, that you would be with us today, be with our country, be with all the leaders from the nation's capital all the way down to here, God. Just be with us at this meeting throughout this day, that we'd be able to make decisions, be wise, and we look at your word to make those decisions, God. Pray for those that might need your helping hand or your healing hand, your comforting hand. We know that there are many, and hope that you would just know each one that comes to mind, that no matter who is thinking about it today, that you'd be with them. Pray that you'd watch over us. These things we ask in your son's name.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, February 13, 2017, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? No remarks? Okay. Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley.
Guys, I send these to you. Not always as good news as it is this time. We really had sales tax was up really well, and our to date actuals is in great shape. We're actually general county revenue is the balance has increased almost $200,000 since the first of the year. We're looking good right now. It's a little frustrating that we can't follow sales tax any closer than what we do, but I know we have some new businesses south of Hollister there, and I don't think that all of this was due to those. In fact, I'm not sure. I think we felt like that there was some sales tax either not reported or not sent in yet. That so it may be even better than what we saw there.
So what is the sales tax up about?
I don't have that right in front of me, Mike, but it was as high as it's been. Yeah. 15% for January.
Okay.
Collections are could go back to December, and the dilemma with that is that you have some people that report on an annual basis, some on a quarterly basis, some on a monthly basis, and some of them may send in money two or three times a month, and then on top of that, sometimes the Department of Revenue gets it filed or don't get it filed, don't get it recorded, so we don't know. It's just really hard to track those things, but it's good right now.
Well, January being, they can, if they're paying quarterly, some of those, you don't know how much is delinquent, so you don't know how much is truly. But you said send several times a month. I didn't know you could do that with sales tax. I thought you sent the one payment with.
Well, I'm pretty sure some of these major corporations, when we look at that file that we get that shows the monies that come in, it shows that they report actually, some of them sometimes four or five times a month. So I'm assuming that they send it in four or five times a month because we see it on the spreadsheet that way.
Okay.
Do you guys have any questions about anything else?
I don't.
No.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks,
appreciate
Rick.
It.
Accounts payable.
I make a motion to approve the accounts payable for the .443818 through .443909 and warrants of .6702 through .6703 and I make a motion to approve those.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Sheila, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries.
Do you want to make a note about the voided check?
Yeah, we'll make.
Well, was it voided a check?
Voided and reissued.
I called Melissa. I didn't get it that there was a check voided. She asked for the PO to be
renewed, and so I called to see if it had been paid, and she said no.
I'm pretty sure there was one way to check it.
Okay.
Not just that one over there.
Okay.
This one right here.
Okay.
Was that on the paying the CDW on the printer where they failed to get the freight? That's not it?
No, I believe it was sales tax from our airport. We pay sales tax on the airport, and I think that for some reason or other she sent the payment request through for the amount. It didn't take up the time of the payment deduction.
Oh, so we sent too great and they sent it back then?
So we didn't know. We caught that before we brought it to you.
Okay. It didn't even go out of the house?
That's right.
Okay, no, then if it didn't go out of the house, I don't think it would need to be noted. That'd be on the treasurer's records then.
Sorry.
Approval of previous and executive session minutes for February 6, 2017.
I make a motion to approve the previous and the executive session minutes for February 6, 2017.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sure. Motion carries. Building and grounds maintenance update. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me give you a little bit of background here on that parking. Laura Parking Bar, since it's been so long, and it looks like the parking garage was completed in 2014, and we had problems with it leaking, and so the company that had done the work, they've been here four times to try to fix it, and apparently we have problems again with it, and I let Scott kind of take over and with the issue on it, but I want you to keep in mind that this parking garage is under warranty until 2019. But it seems like that the stuff that they're using is not working on that parking garage. It's not keeping it sealed, so we still have some leaks and some issues with it. So,
as far as having the warranty on it, I don't know if we went ahead and did something to that, that it would void our contract with them on the parking garage itself. I've talked with Randy and Devin, and they've got a stuff they put on their bridge deck. It's called micro deck, and they seem to think that'll work a lot better than this index that they're putting on it now. But I don't know if we should do that, or if that would get us in trouble with our warranty on her.
You said it was completed in 2014. What did you mean by that?
The work was completed? Yeah, it was
completed,
yes.
That's when they went in and resurfaced and brought
it? That's when they were, the first time that they were finished with that.
Didn't you contact an engineer to look at that?
Yes, sir.
And is that the same company that we have the warranty with?
Yes, sir.
And what was his recommendation?
He said on the bottom that they would fix that on the one issue.
Okay.
We looked the garage over, and as far as damage, that one spot was the only one that we seen that needed to be fixed at this time.
And that's where the pieces fell off?
Yes, sir.
So then they're going to go in and fix it, and they'll look at everything, all the rest of the structure, and
yes,
see that it's safe.
Yes.
And you say that warranty's till 19?
2019. Yes. And here's my thought on that. I do believe that the material that they're using to fix that is not working. I mean, obviously it's not. They've been here four times. So, you know, maybe that we can suggest that they use the MicroDeck and see if they'll work with us on that and see if that will fix it.
Thank you. I was going to suggest that he, maybe Randy, when they come down, that they can share with them the knowledge they've had and get their opinion on it, see if they'd use that material.
Yep, I agree. So definitely get them back down here, have them get and have Randy come over and share his knowledge and see if they can come up with a better solution. And apparently they already know that it hasn't worked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so.
It's obvious. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Is he going to check at that time to see if it's possible if anything would fall off or anything?
Yes, when he comes down, he was going to bring a couple of guys, have one to fix the issue and one to check the garage.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update.
Donna, would you care to ask Glenda when we do abatements if she'd come in?
Glenda, what do?
Abatements? Assessor?
Oh. Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Good morning.
I brought, in addition to our reaching out reports, I got some folders with some University of Missouri Extension, just general information, I guess, in case. There may be things that you're not aware of with us.
Okay.
So for our update today, of course, I've started back up with our VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and we're averaging probably between 90 and 100 returns a week in Taney County. As you know, when we're doing returns for folks, after we do them, we go through the return, help educate them about the credits that they're getting, what money they're having withheld, if they need to have more or less. And we also give them a packet of financial educational information about saving money, how to get help if they need help and that type of thing. So that's going well. We did change software this year for that. The IRS has a grant that they decide on the software company, so there have been some bumps with that, but overall it's going well. So that's my main focus right now.
And you'll be able, with this new software, be able to get us a better accurate account on what returns are being done in Taney County?
Yes.
I know there was an issue. It got some of them were Stone County or yeah.
Yes, last year we had to switch from desktop software to online software in the middle of the filing season, and we couldn't have any returns waiting to be accepted when we switched over. And so the way that our state specialist who runs the program did it, We had all of the Stone ones closed out, basically, and so then we had to work under the Stone account to do some of our Taney returns last year so we could clear all of Taney out and get it switched over.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So this year, hopefully, yes, we'll have accurate numbers
all
for
right.
Taney County.
And I'm sure everyone probably knows about the VITA program, but Ben's our news is here, and it is a wonderful benefit to the people. You might just quickly tell what that is and what you do for the people.
Okay. Yes. The VITA program is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It is sponsored through the IRS. And basically, we serve low to moderate income taxpayers, anyone with adjusted gross income up to $54,000. We don't do farm returns, we don't do complicated business returns, we don't do itemized returns. But, we serve a lot of the population. We do the rent rebate and the property tax rebate that's available through Missouri. And it's just a great program. The people that we mm-hmm. serve really appreciate it, and we're thrilled that we can do it.
And that property tax rebate that you're speaking of, it's if a citizen is over 65... January 1st of that year?